The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Now as Jesus and his disciples went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, so she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." This is the gospel of the Lord. Well, I have to say just straight out this morning that in many ways this last week or so has truly been troubling. I mean, what horrible events going on in our country and in our world. You know, we've heard about the killing of two innocent young men in Baton Rouge and in St. Paul, the shooting and killing of police officers in Dallas, Texas, the awful tragedy in Nice, France, that political unrest in Turkey. Hundreds of people have been killed. You know, what's going on in our world? You know, is it that there's more of this? Or is it that just that we are more aware? Well, either way, we know that it's not supposed to be like this. This is not what God intended for humanity. In the creation story, the Hebrew word that is used to describe the relationship of Adam and Eve, the first human beings, is Azer. It's spelled E-Z-E-R, but that E has an A sound, Azer. And it can be translated as helper or partner. It's used 21 times in the Old Testament. It's used to describe the role of women and men helping each other, of men coming together to help one another, of women coming to help one another, of God helping humanity, of people joining together, of different clans and races working together for a common good. The role of Azer is not some sort of a hierarchical relationship where one person is more important or has power over the other. God created us. God created all of humanity, male and female, to be Azers, to be helpers, to be partners, to work together as human beings in a mutually beneficial way. This mutual partnership is holy. It's blessed by God. Obviously, not everybody lives this way. We ourselves don't always live this way, do we? The truth is, since the beginning of time, since the beginning of humanity, there's been division and hatred. You know, Cain is still killing Abel. And I think that in some way our gospel story for today relates to all this. Typically we understand the story of Mary and Martha, where Mary's sitting at the feet of Jesus listening to him. Martha's in the kitchen working hard. We think that that sitting at his feet and listening is more important than Martha's work of serving. But I don't really think that this story puts learning above serving. I think it's a story that challenges us to rethink what is possible for us and for all people within the reign of God. That holy work of being partners in the gospel. Let me explain. Okay, so Martha's work was that of being the hostess. That was what it was expected of her as a woman. And quite frankly, still kind of is expected of women today, isn't it? Guests were coming, and with Jesus came always lots of people. And they didn't have quick little corner stores to go and get prepared food. They didn't have microwaves. That food preparation took a long time. So Martha got busy right away, making sure that everybody had what they needed. This is what was expected of women. Not only expected, but also highly valued. Think of how many times hospitality has been talked about, especially in the Gospel of Luke. Jesus lifts up the gift of hospitality and welcome. He even says, whoever welcomes even a little child in my name welcomes me. So that welcome, that hospitality is holy and sacred. But what was not expected was that Mary, a woman, would sit at Jesus' feet and listen to his teaching. That she would have the audacity to take the position of a disciple. If hospitality was considered women's work, then discipleship was considered men's work. Mary, however, takes her place at Jesus' feet as one worthy of listening and learning right alongside of the men. She sits at his feet as a true azer, as a true partner in the gospel, a disciple. So perhaps Jesus' reprimand of Martha about the better part is not so much about the importance of the role of learning versus the role of serving, but instead that Mary saw with Christ that within the reign of God, that there is another way of being for us as humans. A way that goes beyond societal norms or cultural expectations. A way of being that opens possibilities for all people. That we really are all azers and partners in the gospel. I think Jesus spoke to Martha tenderly. Martha, Martha. He says her name twice just in case she didn't hear that the first time. Martha, I love you. I love you so much that I don't want you to be bound by what you think others think you should be doing. Instead, be open to all that is possible with God. That's what Mary's doing. So this gospel speaks to me about being open. Being open and imagining God's possibilities for our lives. For all our lives. And for this world in which we live. It's hard to be open, though, when tragic and difficult things happen. They leave us feeling vulnerable. They remind us of the fragility of human life. Human nature is more likely to respond to these things with fear. And when we're afraid, we close up. We become defensive. We become very protective. And we narrow our focus, usually on ourselves. But we can't let that happen as people of God. We can't. We can't let ourselves do that. We cannot close ourselves off from one another, to become numb to the pain of the world, to become narrow in our perspective, to become silent in the face of violence or injustice. Because we were created by God to be azers for that holy work of being helpers, of being partners in the gospel with all of God's children, working together for the common good. Now, I'm going to take a little risk here, and I hope that you trust me enough to know that I am not trying to be controversial, but I ask you to be open to what I'm truly saying. Because there's much controversy about the Black Lives Matter movement. Am I right? We were in Texas when the Dallas police officers were shot. There's a lot of controversy around all that. However you feel about that, I believe that at the very heart of that movement is a plea, a cry, a request, a demand to be open, to be seen, that those who are the most vulnerable and feel the most vulnerable in society would be treated as azers, as partners of the gospel, as a mutual partner in life. I agree wholeheartedly that all lives matter. All of humanity is precious to God. I mean, we believe what we sing, that Jesus loves all the children of the world. Yet we live in a culture and in a society that too often acts that some people are more important than others. There are always lines being drawn of who's in and who's out, who counts a little bit more and who counts a little bit less, who's worthy of respect and who's not. Today's gospel confronts me and challenges me because whenever these lines are being drawn, I always find Jesus on the other side. I mean, think about how he lived. The Gospels are full of examples of how he reached out to those who were outcast, who were on the other side. Those who were sick, those who were suffering, women, children, tax collectors, prostitutes. Jesus' words to Martha are an invitation to all of us. Be open. Be open. Be open to God. Be open to seeing God's possibilities within you, within others, especially within those who are most vulnerable in society. Just because things are the way they are doesn't mean that that's how God intended them to be. Open your heart and open your life. Open yourself to seeing yourself as Christ does, as beloved children of God. Because when we do, we've discovered what it means to truly be azers, to be created in the image of God for that holy work of partnership. Anne Lamott has an amazing faith and an amazing way of being real. And she posted on Facebook a posting about the events that have been happening, and this is what she says at the end of her post. I love this. She said, "There's no healing in pretending this bizarre violent stuff is not going on, and that there is some cute bumper sticker silver lining. It's fine if you believe this," she says, "but for the love of God, please keep it to yourself. It will just tense us all up." She says, "What is true is that the world has always been this way. People have always been this way. Grace always bats last. It just does. And finally, when all is said and done, and the dust settles, which it does, love is sovereign here. Love is sovereign here. Love reigns. That's how it is in the reign of God. Love is sovereign in the reign of God. Love is for everyone, especially those who need it the most. I pray that we, as people of God, as children of God, created in the image of an amazing, loving God, would live this love in our lives. That we would live this love in our lives, and that we would love not only each other, but that we would reach out to those who are most vulnerable with this love. Because that is a holy and sacred partnership. Amen.